Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great, really great program lined up for you today, folks. Hey, are you as concerned about mask mandates and injection mandates and all of this stuff that they're talking about now, the military now, oh, they're going to have to get it or they're going to get booted out? Hey, look, this is serious business, your health. Well, my sponsor, Liberty HealthShare, gives you the ability to choose how you receive healthcare, who you see, who your doctor is, all of those things. Stay tuned. Bottom of hour number two will tell you how to get signed up and get healthcare freedom today. Liberty HealthShare, bringing you healthcare freedom. I'm serious. I partner with the people that I partner with because I care about you. That's the truth. All right, coming up top of the next hour, Money B. Money B is with us. Black Americans have a different view. And unwinding that, it is really going to mean creating opportunities, but it's going to help all of us break this divide. We've got to get through this, folks. We've got to come through it together. The enemy wants to separate us. He wants to divide us. And we can't let any of these forces get away with that. Bottom of this hour, Matt Long is with us. We'll get a live update. Well, we're going to get a live update. He's live in Austin. I hope he's alive because we're not going to be able to talk to him if he's not alive. Anyway, he's in Austin. We're going to talk to him about what's happening at the special session in Texas. But we're also going to talk about his recent trip down to the border. Ranchers are under attack. And a new private security firm is offering their services. Actually, they're not offering them. They're going to be hired by a county down at the Texas border. We'll tell you about that. Nobody's covering that. 17 miles are getting ready to be defended. That's right, defended. Texans are tired of the nonsense, and we're going to do it ourselves. Talking about doing it ourselves, my next guest joins me. He is the president founder of Freedom Encounters, spiritual warfare, deliverance, fighting where the real battle is. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a battle for the soul of this nation, for souls around the world. Some of the stuff that's going on would blow your mind. I'm serious. The evil. And I don't know. We'll see where we go. But here's what I want to drop on you. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Listen to these words. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Ken Thornburg, welcome, first of all. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you. I want you to know I'm in Idaho and I'm alive.
There you go, buddy. There you go. Idaho's beautiful. I got a daughter that's there right now. It's a great place. My son and my daughter in love just went and visited up there, and my other daughter went and visited, and they all loved it. So it's a great place. God's word doesn't return void. And here's where I'm going with this. And I know we're going to talk about the name of Jesus Christ and the power of that name, and that's part of this equation. But since the 1600s, for 400 plus years, there have been people who have set foot on this soil and have declared the gospel of Jesus Christ, the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the ushering in of the kingdom of heaven. For 400 plus years, they have been making those declarations right here on this soil. And I just read to us that the word says, God says, my word will not return void. We know that the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is about the redemption of the only created being that God said, I've created in my image. That's the whole thing, is about that.
Right.
That's
right.
What it's about. And so if for 400 plus years, that word of redemption has been being poured in to this soil, I don't care about separations of church and state and the nonsense. I don't care about, oh, you can't pray this in public. I don't even care about what happened in Portland. I mean, I care about it. Understand what I'm saying, folks. But what I'm telling you is that what happened in Portland is because the people there didn't understand the authority upon which they could draw to quell what came against them. Because what came against them came spiritually against them long before it ever touched them physically.
Amen.
And that's they didn't know their authority. They didn't take their authority.
Right. They allowed that enemy in the people to just walk all over them. And yes, we do need to go on the offense. And yes, we do need to pray territorially and otherwise and use the authority that we've been given by the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, the devil really is the mouse that roars for just the reason you shared. The reason he is having success, Greg, you couldn't have said it any better. We have dropped the ball as a church, as Christians. We've acted like lambs. I had a dream this morning about lions. And I was going to face off with a lion, and people wanted to come around and send me all these individuals to protect me. And I said, I don't need it. I think it had something to do with our time together this morning. Because if we are taking on the power and the authority of the Lion of Judah, and we treat God, we treat Jesus as a lion and not just a lamb, He can be a lamb, and he can be the lion. And there are times that we need him as a lion. And I believe when our forefathers put those prayers into this ground, they were praying with the authority of the Lion of Judah.
Mm.
And the church, the body of Christ, has not made Jesus big. They have made the devil big. Because darkness appears so big right now, that's all people see is the darkness. They see the bad news. They don't see a lot of what is going on that is positive. When the attack came in Portland, the people should have just stood up together in a line and started proclaiming the name of Jesus over them and commanding them to leave in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and calling on angels, and it didn't happen.
Well, Ken, may I interrupt you?
They didn't go back the following day.
Can I jump in for just a second? Because I agree to an extent that is a part of the equation, but I would also argue they don't believe in the spiritual aspect when it comes to acknowledging the fact that there is a devil.
That's correct.
That there is a Satan, that there is a demonic realm. So many
That's
believers
true.
Now literally deny even the fact that, well, a good God wouldn't send anyone to hell. You know, a good uh-huh. God wouldn't allow this evil to happen. And so they accept certain parts of what the Bible has to say, but they throw out the stuff that they just don't want to think about or talk about. And I think that's part of it. You know, Larry Norman.
I agree.
Or Keith Green, I should say, wrote that song years ago. You know, they don't believe in me anymore. Go ahead. I didn't want to break up your flow, but I just thought it was important that we touch on that part as well.
Absolutely. And that's the reason it's a mouse that roars.
Sure.
Because Satan shares those lies and people just buy them. I mean, lies are a stock and trade, right? But in truth, when you do believe that he exists and you do know the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you do pray it, and when you pray it in faith and believe it, well, guess what? That roaring and those lies just go to nothing, and he becomes that mouse in front of you. He's just a little fuzz on the carpet. You know, many have heard the phrase, itty-bitty devil, big, big, big God. Okay, that's what we're supposed to believe. But when darkness is so dark, and there's so much bad news, we forget that the darkness is a challenge to Christians, so that we won't just sit around and take it, that it is being allowed as a test to the body of Christ today. And everybody listening, it's a test. Are you going to roll over and play dead? Are you going to let this mouse roar? Or are you going to tackle him and speak the truth? You could do it in love, but you still have to speak the truth. You still have to challenge that darkness. You still have to not just sit and take.
Mm-hmm. And I want to, when we come back, I'm going to lead you in something. Because this is something, Ken, that the Lord has really imparted to me in understanding most recently. And whenever I pray with the people in India, I have them make this declaration as part of their accepting Jesus Christ. And even with the believers, I have been encouraging them to lay hands upon their mind, which is where the battle is, and make this declaration as a daily declaration. It's a very powerful scripture, but it's got to be understood, and it's why the King James is so critically important because of the way that it phrases it, folks. It's critical. Back with more right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest, Ken Thornburg, Freedom Encounters. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, so here's the verses. They are in Galatians chapter 2, but you've got to read this seriously, in King James, because it makes all the difference. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Catch that. Justified, made righteous by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. Now, here's the verse that's so powerful. Galatians 2:20. Please say this with me. But just if you can, I don't want you to get in a car accident. But if you can take a hand and put it on your head, or if you're at home, whatever, just if you can, say this: I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I want you to understand, folks, it's not in him. You have been gifted the faith of the Son of God. That very faith that raised him from the dead, that very faith that raised the dead, made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, that very faith is your gift from God. And if you want to understand how important it is, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible. It is impossible to please God without faith. Impossible.
That's right. Great. If people are walking in fear and anxiety, that is their way of saying that God can't do it. God isn't big enough and strong enough and powerful enough to do this, to turn this country around, to reveal and expose the darkness and bring about righteousness and help restore this nation to the republic that he helped create in the first place. Fear and anxiety is the opposite of faith. But what you just shared is, the word says, we have that faith. It's in us. Yeah. We just need to dial it up.
And that's the good news, folks. The good news is that when the word of God in Hebrews 11:6 says, but it is impossible to please him without faith, when it says that, God's not like some social group that says, well, you're just not quite good enough. You weren't born into the right family structure. You don't have the right educational background. You didn't go to the right schools, this, that, and the other. Yeah. No, God says, yes, you have to have this faith in order to please me so that you can receive all that I have for you. And guess what? Guess what? I'm going to give it to you. My son, Jesus Christ, went to the cross, died on the cross, rose again, sits at my right hand, making intercession for you. And he, for the joy that was set before him, took on all of that. Bruised for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquities, all of those things done.
And delivered us, Colossians 1:13, Greg, adds to that. He delivered us from the power of darkness.
Yep.
And conveyed us to his light, to the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
So powerful.
We've been conveyed to that.
Yep. So powerful. Be encouraged, folks. Be encouraged. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Chosen Generation Radio, back with more right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.